Chapter 9. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, exclaimed Calcieris, in between bouts of completely uncalled-for laughter. Why am I now suddenly a hyena? Maybe you are drunk, diseased, or violated like myself, offered Ed. No, that's not it. You are just creepy, explained Calcieris. But he had time to get to the bottom of it. What a situation. In fact, it was so grave that there wasn't time to aptly name it anything at all. So off he went on his journey to the nether regions of the earth, the spot that many would call icky. He went to a place that can only be described with one word, Enapan. In this place, there was nothing. The social spot, to be, was a frickin' gas station. But there was one person which Calcieras knew could provide the answer to his question, and his name could only be described with one lowly syllable, Buck. Buck wasn't a normal person. In fact, he was much worse. His house smelled of rhinoceros feet, his fridge had nothing but spam and toast in it, and Calcieras was pretty sure that his deodorant was a combination of ground lice and cream cheese.
"What do you want?" yelled Buck.
"Nothing but a moment of your time," answered Calcieras, logically. "Please, Buck, I need to know, why do I keep changing form?" To this, Buck extravagantly cleared the 70s adult literature off of a chair and told Calcieras to sit down and hear a slice of life. Buck explained that the gods don't like some people. In fact, they dislike some of them so much so that they kill their damned potatoes, dry up their apples, and give their women chunky eyes, Buck thought aloud. Calcieras asked Buck to get back on topic, to which Buck responded, "Well, your damned parents named you Calcieras, and it's not like you can blame that on the gods." "The two gods sitting up there," he gestured at the ceiling. "You foolish, nutty, putty, gutty, trutty. What, E? Now be gone!" Calcieras cursed the gods and asked for guidance from them at the same time. To this, they responded by showing him the way back to the good land, where the cow greeted him with a nice moo. Buck beat up the floor with his teeth twice.